The Dodgers and the Brewers on Players Weekend. Dodger Stadium becoming one big farm between the chicken and the wild horse. As we pick it up top two, the Brewers strike first against Kenta Maeda.
Maeda into the wine, and here comes the pitch. High fly ball, right field. We going back at the wall. He leaps, can't get it. It's gone, a home run.
It's the same swing with the same vicious demeanor at home plate. Well, the first two were all or nothing, but it was nothing. The last one, it was all of it.
He's back in Kansas City the next week, and he said it was like nothing ever happened. That's a high fly ball to deep left center. Logan Forsythe has tied this game. Logie Bear strikes, and it's 1-1 in the fourth.
The 0-2 to Grandal. Ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. Turner will score. Shift, what shift? An RBI single for Grandal, and the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead.
That's the second time tonight that the shift, and it is applied rather uniquely.
Ninth pitch to Puig. Is belted to straightaway center field. Yasiel Puig on the ninth pitch goes dead central. Little dribbler in front of the plate. Grandal hurries. Not in time. There's a chance here that this game could end on a review. That'd be something. It just might.
He's out.
This game's
I
over.
I think it is over.
How many games have ended on a review?
That's a great question.
On an overturned call. At least one.
Yeah. Dodgers pick up the 3-1 win, their 91st of the season. Corey Seager extends his hitting streak to 13 games. Kenta Maeda becomes the second Dodgers starter in 3 days, whose only hit allowed was a solo home run, joining Rich Hill's effort from Wednesday in Pittsburgh. With Wild Horse, the nickname of his choosing for Players Weekend, Yasiel Puig lost a Titanic solo shot in the sixth inning to give the Dodgers a 3-1 lead, as LA would win by that same score. Here is Puig speaking to the media after the game.
The name he's giving to me, I'm so proud of him, and I want to play baseball and giving this opportunity to him.
We saw so many of your teammates with great nicknames. Who's your favorite?
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of favorites. I don't know, I can't tell you. I like my one day next year he's changing. I want to do Pui Your Mom or Pui Your Friend or Bob J.T. is cool. Corey Grandison and Corey Love, but he's not played today, but I hope so the people want to see his play tomorrow.
Obviously, the home run from you. The offense continues to be so good, but what about your defense? The catch from you at the wall and then those two from Kike. How good is this defense?
Oh, everybody's prepared every day and hitting and defense. That's the when you do good things and preparation and every day, that's the, you know, like, oh, yeah.
You're doing so well.
You know, like, when you prepare for the game, you can catch, you can hit, you come in early every day and be prepared in the case. That's happening.
I know you have a baby on the way, and you guys were able to find out earlier what you're having. So I imagine today's extra special for you. So what is it, boy or girl?
One more boy. I'm looking for the Goro, but it's not Goro. So I don't know how I can do a Goro. It's my third boy, and I go and be happy. Maybe I go and be a baseball team, 6 more babies. It's a baseball team. I the money when I owe.
I think that's a great idea. Congratulations, Yasiel.
All right, thank you.
Another day and another victory for the runaway LA Dodgers, their 91st of the season, by a 3-1 score over Milwaukee. Here is Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts.
I say the name Logie Bear all the time, but it was nice to yell at the top of my lungs, "Get out of here, Logie Bear." No, it was good. That was kind of fun seeing all the nicknames and was it Kenley Fornia, something like that?
Yeah.
That was pretty good too. It was good. My Ken was very good tonight. The fastball really aggressive, and I think that when Kent is aggressive and on the attack, he's considerably better. And the slider off that, the curveball was sharp. The change he got Thames on was really good. And you know, getting to that Shaw part of the order, you know, I felt that through six innings, that was good for Kenta, and then go to the pen where I felt comfortable to get three innings out of those guys. It was a good night.
Have you ever seen a review that quick before?
No, I that was a quick one. That was we've walked off many different ways, but I think that was our first walk-off review, a review walk-off, a replay walk-off.
Dave, knowing what is ahead tomorrow with the bullpen game, how big was it to get not just three innings, but three really efficient innings from those three guys?
It was great. So where you have all three of those guys who pitched tonight available tomorrow, and obviously we're carrying a lot of relievers, so obviously Ross will get the start tomorrow, and at that point in time, it's going to play the matchup game, and like we always do, we're going to find a way to get through it.
Kent has been pretty dominant since the end of June. Is there a common thread or two you're seeing in this one?
I just think that it's attacking the strike zone, and I think that there are times where he starts to be a little too fine, but when he's on the attack, he's pretty special.
Did you see that when he walked those two guys?
That was it, yeah, where he started. I think he got behind and the 2-0 breaking ball. But I think, you know, when he goes after guys, because his stuff and his command is so good, you know, when he trusts that, he consistently gets major league hitters out.
How impressive is it that Kenta and Reed have both stepped up, and there's not a lot of spots in that rotation when you look ahead and just to see what they've been able to do?
It says a lot, and to be honest with you, it does. It's no surprise to us because those guys are two very good competitors, and they were put in a tough spot earlier this season, but they both responded. If you look at that point in the season and where they've come and what they've done, it's pretty stark compared to the beginning.
How good is, I guess, for Logan to see Logan get a homer tonight? He's kind of had an up and down season.
It was good to see him, and he's a very patient hitter, but to see him jump on the first pitch fastball, hit it out of the ballpark, and you know, I know that the slug is not where it typically is, but he's still finding ways to get on base, and I think it's at close to a 370 clip, so he's finding ways to help us win baseball games. The defense has been good, and you know, even tonight, you look at the plays that we made. I think every ball in play was the outs were converted. Kike made that play. Yasiel does what he does. So we did a lot of good things out there to help us win a game. And also the stolen base by JT. You know, those are little things that to get a walk, to steal a base, and to get that two-out hit from Yasmani, those are little things to tack on an extra point.
Their starters have been pretty tough this year in Milwaukee. How important was it to get Anderson out of there after five?
We taxed him, and that's, I think this was his second start back from rehab, and he's good. He's really good, 95-6 mile an hour fastball. He's got a cutter, good curveball, good competitor. So for us to kind of the first couple innings, we got that pitch count up, and to get him out in five, that was a good thing. And a lot of times that's what we do.
I know you've been asked a lot about Yasiel, but what do you say about his frame of mind when you look back a year ago today to now?
It's completely different where we were at last year with him. And this year, and the performance is showing that. But the way he approaches each day with his preparation and focus, each at bat, playing defense, I think on the bases you're seeing a lot more consistency on the bases. So it's all the credit, you know, goes to Yasiel. But you know, he's helping us, you know, reach our goal. Big part of it.
The Dodgers send Ross Stripling to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Zach Davies.